will be offered the drug by the NHS. New figures suggest the number of fuel thefts from filling stations in Britain has soared. Data obtained by the RAC Foundation indicates that forecourt owners attempted to trace offenders over 39,563 incidents between July and September. Grocery price inflation has fallen to single digits for the first time in 16 months. Analysts Kantar say prices across grocers were 9.7% higher than a year ago over the 4 weeks to the end of October, down from the previous month's 11%. This month saw the 20th edition of the Movember campaign begin, and in the last 10 years, Prostate Cancer UK have been partnered with the foundation to raise awareness of men's prostate cancer and testicular cancer. Sarah Nevins, head of events and community fundraising at Prostate Cancer UK, told us her message for those participating.
From Prostate Cancer UK, we'd like to say a big thank you to Movember and all of the Mo Bros and Mo Sisters across the country and, in fact, the world that are taking part this Movember. Great work. Keep it up. You really are changing lives.
And the Prince of Wales has described his sense of pride for the Earthshot Prize team and the fantastic finalists ahead of the awards this evening. The awards are aimed at recognising solutions to repair the planet. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Radio Works.
The NHS in England is launching a lung cancer symptoms awareness campaign, urging people who've had a cough for 3 weeks or more to contact their GP practice. GP Dr. Sarah Jarvis explains why.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, do contact your GP practice. It could be a sign of lung cancer. There's probably nothing, but if it is cancer, finding it early makes it more treatable. Your NHS does want to see you. If you want to find out more, search NHS cancer symptoms.
Made locally in Bath. This is Radio Bath.
And welcome to this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Jim James, on the Radio Bath episode. And this is a show for entrepreneurs. And what we're doing on this show is we're highlighting people in our community who have built businesses and made a difference. Today, I'm really delighted to have David Kelly on the show. And David moved to Bath in 2009. He's going to tell us all about that. He's going to tell us about his childhood. But he's also going to tell us about the business he started called Digital Storm. And he's been involved in starting TechSpark, the digital festival here in Bath. And we're going to talk about a whole number of challenges and opportunities and how he's built a wonderful work-life balance running a company. David, welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning.
Look, David, thanks for coming into the show because you've had really an outsized sort of impression on Bath since moving here in 2009. Tell us about what you've been doing with Storm, the agency, and a little bit of background about you.
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm a Cornish boy originally, grew up in a town called St Austell, which is near the Eden Project, and spent most of my years there. I remember my father, when I was looking at universities, had drawn a line across the M4 and he told me there weren't any universities north of there, which I think had something to do with how far he was willing to drive me. And I feel very fortunate to have ended up in Bath, where I studied the BBA at the University of Bath, which is a basic business administration degree, and I had a fantastic time there. I moved to Bath for that degree in 2005, graduating in 2009, as you say, and that was the birth of my first company, which is Storm. We're a digital technology agency, and we will work with organisations from Doctors Without Borders, Department for Education, Usborne Books, all the way down to local startups and scale-ups who will be making a difference in our local area. But all of it is around web technology, and it's been an absolute privilege to spend time over the last decade or so in Bath doing that and helping to make the digital technology scene in Bath a little bit better known nationwide.
Well, you'd be doing that, David, with your own company, but also with starting TechSpark and also the Digital Festival. We'll go into that in a little while. Let's just talk a little bit about your childhood, because this is a show about, you know, your story, and we've got a music soundtrack for your entrepreneurial journey. Just take us back to St Austell, and then you're going to introduce your first song for us. So tell us a little bit about your childhood and what stands out and maybe a key influence in your life.
Yeah, sure. So I don't know how many of your listeners will know St Austell. But if they do, they'll also know there isn't a great deal to say about it. It was certainly a place that I recall having 11 travel agents and a Woolies on the high street, and I think that was probably about it. And one of the reasons why Bath is so alluring is that I think we at least had a WH Smiths up here. So my childhood, however, a lot of my family were in business. Those people who have been down to Cornwall, hopefully, have had a Kelly's ice cream. And apologies to anyone listening who has no idea what I'm talking about. But for those of you who do, my family, which is quite large down in Cornwall, is the Kelly's ice cream family. So business ran in my family for a few generations, and most of my family were in business when I was young. My father actually stepped out of the family business when he was a young man and ended up going into teaching, and whilst being an incredible influence on my life, he was also musically a very heavy influence on my life. And I picked up the guitar, I think probably age 5 or 6, on the back of the fact that he did the same. He was massively into The Shadows, the Moody Blues, the Beatles, and indeed one of the tracks that I recall from my childhood incredibly clearly is Wonderful Land by The Shadows, which I think is what we're going to listen to in a moment.
David Kelly joining us today on the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Show on Radio Bath. Let's hear your first tune, which is, as you say, Wonderful Land by The Shadows. I'm Jim James. You're listening to the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Show with Radio Bath. Today we've got David Kelly, who's moved to Bath in 2006 to start studying. But then in 2009, you graduated, David. And take us through the journey. Graduating 2009, not the best economic times. What was your response to the hardship and the recession that was going on due to the financial crisis?
Yeah, I mean, as you rightly point out, there was a bit of a financial crisis going on in 2009, which wasn't helped by the fact that the majority of the cohort who undertook my degree would go on into investment banking and other financial services. So I think one of the things that spurred me on to start a business, first was the fact that I had the perfect individual to start that business with. My best friend, Adam Pope, he and I were actually at playgroup together in a little village called Charlestown in Cornwall, and we had a history. We were, I think, at maybe secondary school together and parts of college together. We ended up at Bath University together, studying entirely different degrees, but having an individual to actually go and start a business with massively takes the pressure off and makes you feel like you've got that sounding board and that extra layer of confidence. And at the other end of the spectrum, I think that now I'm sat here in my late 30s, I can look back and realise that not having a mortgage, not being married, not having 3 children were all incredibly good when it came to starting a business. It was very low risk. So we decided to take take a bit of a punt in 2009. It was along the lines of, if it works, we'll pretend it was always the plan, and if it doesn't work, we'll just say it was a gap year. And we had noticed that there was this beautiful gap, essentially a knowledge gap in the technology space, where there were businesses were emerging from a period after the dot-com boom, where we were really kind of catching up with technology and understanding how it was going to start permeating through businesses. A digital transformation, you know, inverted commas, would be the phrase bandied around. And we were just on the cusp of that, understanding a little bit more than your average individual. So even though we weren't at the very beginning of our careers by any means the most knowledgeable, we knew more than most, and that wasn't all you needed to go and start a business. And I think we had a good dose of naive optimism, which helped us tremendously in those early days.
Well, David, I think you're also being very modest there, but I will ask you, because as an entrepreneur myself, and I started my first business at 27 in Singapore, actually, also doing digital work, how did you get your first client? Because you know, coming out of university and then convincing people to work with you to do digital implementation of any kind, tell us how'd you solve that first problem?
It's a superb question, and one that I think that every entrepreneur will go and ask themselves, no matter whether they've been around the block and done it four times before or not. Acquiring your first customers and proving that your value proposition actually sticks is that's question number one on your sheet. We really took an approach that at the time, the people who were typically in our space had come out of infrastructure. So people who would be perhaps involved in building computers or servers, or I suppose it's the same way as when web became big. It was creative agencies, ad agencies, print agencies who started to develop into that space. They were transforming their businesses. And we were entering the business as a new, I suppose, unrestricted option. So we didn't have to modify or change an existing business and make it in this new paradigm that was emerging. Instead, we were the young new kids on the block who appeared to have a decent amount of knowledge. And frankly, we spent a lot of time. You could, in the days gone by, game Google, and by that I mean it wasn't anywhere near as advanced as it is these days. And there were plenty of little games you could play to make sure that you would appear at the top of search results and that you would be in people's minds. So we did plenty of that, which led to a number of leads. And beyond the leads, we then hopped in the car, drove around, and saw people, and ultimately convinced them that we would be a great partnership to go and to take a punt on. And there were a couple of businesses I could probably point to that gave us our very first start, who we really could point back to and thank heavily. And I like to think that now, where we are in business, when we see entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs, doing similar, we like to try and, you know, pay that back and give young entrepreneurs a chance, even if we're not certain they'll be the right provider for us.
Great. And David, we're going to talk about that a bit later on, I think, about how you're giving back. But let's move on to your next track, which is Ocean Colour. And just tell us about that tune.
Yeah, so North Atlantic Drift, Ocean Colour Scene. It comes straight back to the driving around in the car. 2009, Adam and I, the cars that we were driving, CD players was as good as it got. And the CD, I believe, that was in Adam's car, track number one on that CD, was North Atlantic Drift by Ocean Colour Scene. So I have a very strong correlation and memory. All of those initial meetings we would drive around to with our first clients, this was the track that would play. I think I told you earlier, Jim, I'm not sure this would necessarily make my top 50 tracks if I were going to pick my favourite, but this has absolutely got an entrenched memory in those early days of starting the business, because every client we went to see, we'd be listening to this probably on the way and potentially on the way back as well.
Well, let's listen to Ocean Colour Scene right now from David Kelly.
Cultural shift, it's the north of dressed in black sensations.
Welcome back to The Unnoticed Entrepreneur with me, Jim James. I've got David Kelly in the studio here in Bath, and we're talking about David's entrepreneurial journey starting Storm, the agency here. David, it sounds as though you had this amazing start to the business, and most of us that started a business at some stage or other have a moment when it doesn't go quite as planned. Do you have one of those moments sort of after 2009 that you've been going now for 15 years where you've had a bit of a crisis of confidence, you and your partner? And if so, how did you get through that?
I think, Jim, it'd be fair to say people who know me never describe me as lacking confidence. And that's something that there's a phrase, fake it till you make it. Which I think is certainly very high up my agenda. I think that the idea around imposter syndrome is something that a lot of entrepreneurs will come across, especially, well, it might be the first time they walk into an investment meeting with a private equity or a venture capitalist firm, or it might be the first time they sit down with an international client, or the first time they're registering some IP and they think, oh my word, I've never done this before. I often like to just remind myself, you can catastrophize, essentially, and you have to remind yourself about, well, what really is the worst that can happen? And I think often when you peel back the limiting beliefs you have around a scenario that you're thinking forward through, you'll often realize the downside is actually very small, the upside is very big, and that frankly you've managed similar situations in the past. So I, over 15 odd years, have become very proficient at quickly reminding myself, such that I can maintain an air of confidence even if perhaps on the inside I'm considering what may or may not go wrong.
Oh, David, that's wonderful to have the mental fortitude and also to reframe the issue that you're facing. So not only did you start Storm, which is still going and doing very, very well, but you've been involved in some other projects and starting things like the TechSpark and Digital Festival. Just tell us about what your mission has been in creating these new, some of them non-profit operations.
Absolutely. So we've been very fortunate. Storm is a company I would describe as having the handbrake on. And by that, I mean we're very culturally focused. We have a really big draw to maintaining the size and the scale of the business such that we don't turn into a 200-person agency where you're constantly chasing new sales, where you as a founder are so far removed from the coal face and you've got people coming and going from your business and you may never even meet them in the time they join and leave. It's something I've never aspired to. When you keep the handbrake on slightly and you grow almost reluctantly, what you do end up doing is generating quite a lot of profit because you're not having to reinvest that profit into your next phase of growth. So yes, we're growing and probably above average for a business of our size, but if we let the handbrake off, we could arguably be significantly larger than we are. That profit has allowed us then to invest into other businesses and start other businesses along the way. So the first business we invested in was a spin out from the University of Bath, which is in the life science sector. It's an organization that saves the life science industry well over $1 billion a year, is used in pretty much every country in the world. We then went on to invest in what is, I'm going to probably get the stats slightly wrong here, so I'll get shot afterwards, but it's one of the north of England's 50 fastest growing education businesses. That's an organization called IAM. More recently, we invested in gettingmarried.co.uk. So here's a plug for anybody who is about to go and get themselves married. Go and check out gettingmarried.co.uk. And that's a business founded here in Bath by another successful Bath entrepreneur who who had a great success with a previous business called Prezola. And that business, sorry, helps you plan your wedding. So we've invested in other businesses which we now own different shareholdings of. And as you say, we've also gone on as Storm and also myself individually to support some of the organisations that we feel give back to the ecosystem. So TechSpark, which is well known regionally, started out as BathSpark, and I was lucky enough to be one of the handful of people who helped BathSpark get off the ground alongside Tom Lewis, David Mayer Roberts and other individuals in the local area. And indeed the Digital Festival, where a similarly small group, including my very supportive wife, Katrina, helped get the Digital Festival off the ground back in, I suppose, 2012. And both the festival, TechSpark, and the Sparkies Awards now are regionally known, if not nationally known, and I hope have led to perhaps an element of importance being put on Bristol and Bath as a region. In fact, I think the stat is correct that outside of London and Manchester, Bristol and Bath rank as the biggest digital tech cluster. So I believe we overtook Brighton. Someone I'm sure can text in or whatever to correct me on that, but I'm fairly sure we've done well.
David, well, you've done well, but also you've done well by the community, which is amazing. Your next tune. Do you want to just introduce your next tune for us?
Yeah, so this was, I think you said it was a track for confidence. Yes. When you described it to me. And I picked a tune that I'm not certain it's one that I would have said beforehand equates to confidence, but in retrospect, absolutely fits the bill. And it's Higher Ground by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a song which I've always loved. I always find uplifting and just fills me with an absolute fantastic emotion and sense of moving forwards. So I hope everybody out there, well, has probably listened to it before, but here we go again.
Wonderful. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Keep on warming.
Across Bath and northeast Somerset, this is Radio Bath.
Introducing Avonvale Carpets of Bath, the longest established specialist carpet shop in town. We pride ourselves on providing high quality flooring options that are not only beautiful, but fitted perfectly to your home or business. Our team of experts are passionate about helping you find the perfect floor covering to suit your needs. And we offer a wide range of styles to choose from. Whether you're looking for something modern and chic, or classic and elegant, choose Avonvale Carpets for your next flooring project. Visit us online at www.avonvalecarpets.co.uk to learn more about our beautiful carpets, fitted perfectly.
Discover excellence in building and maintenance services with Plush. All across the board, specialising in full refurbishment of period properties. We are a prestigious family-run business with decades of experience in the industry. We've earned recognition not only from our clients, but also at Bath Property Awards for our top-notch build quality, expert project management, and exceptional customer care. Plush offers a comprehensive and professional building service, ensuring minimal disruption, impeccable attention to detail, and a superb quality finish. We turn your vision into reality, exceeding all expectations. Let us positively impact your lifestyle. Visit plushrestoration.co.uk for more information.
Looking for a vibrant venue in Trowbridge? The Civic Trowbridge is the place to meet, entertain and celebrate. With a year-round programme of events, it's a popular destination for musicians, comedians and theatre shows. From parties to live music and family events, there's something for everyone. Plus, it offers top-of-the-range meeting rooms and impressive spaces for private celebrations. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk to find out more. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
This is Radio Bath.
And welcome back. You're here with me, Jim James, and with David Kelly, who is the founder of an agency called Digital Storm. David, you have what some entrepreneurs may seem almost the anti-entrepreneur strategy, which is sort of taking the risk out of being an entrepreneur, which I love, and having, you call it having the handbrake. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that mindset? Because for people that are thinking about entrepreneurship equals instability, roller coaster life, you're presenting a wonderful alternative strategy. How can someone follow in your footsteps? What guidance would you give?
Gosh, I feel we could probably spend the whole hour just on that topic, Jim. So I'll be as brief as I can. I think that there's, first of all, it's important to context your life, your entrepreneurial journey, in terms of outcomes. So what are you actually looking for? Do you live to work? Do you work to live? Is it a combination of the both? One thing that Adam and I set up at the very beginning of Storm as a principle was that work-life balance was incredibly important to us. And therefore, we also, I suppose, wouldn't subscribe to the idea of growth for the sake of growth. We like strong, steady, controlled, stable growth that allows us to go on and do other things. So that mix of having Storm as a stable backdrop, but then investing into other companies, which are significantly more risky, allows us always to have the fallback, but to exercise our entrepreneurialism elsewhere, I suppose, would be a way of putting it. And I think that's it's a very privileged position to be in, that we can get to that level. But at the same time, if you... I hear a lot of entrepreneurs say they feel they're always on the treadmill. They're always chasing the next thing and they never see their families, or they're always traveling, or they don't get enough sleep. There are hundreds of examples of individuals who will either burn out or will end up regretting what they've done. And I think that being an entrepreneur is wonderful, but don't lose sight of why you're doing it in the first place. And if that happens to be to, you know, to create a stable environment for your family or to enjoy what you're doing, then remind yourself about that every so often so that you don't lose sight.
Yeah, I think that's really, really good advice, that being an entrepreneur doesn't equate to being unstable and having challenges and continual roller coaster. You can build the life that you want by controlling the business, and then, as you've smartly done, investing in other businesses and taking your skill sets and your connections that you've plainly got and helping other entrepreneurs as well. David Kelly, Take us to your next track. What would you like us to play for you next?
So the next track is called Good Life. It's by One Republic, and I think this is one of the tracks that I use almost to remind myself that even if we're having a tough day or week in the office, that if you zoom out a little bit and you think about some of the horrific things that are happening in our local area and our country or in the world, that actually your worst day probably pales in insignificance to what's going on. So remember that you probably have got a good life.
Indeed. Welcome back to The Unnoticed Entrepreneur with me, Jim James. In the studio is David Kelly, founder of the Storm Agency and multiple other businesses, also an investor and a thought leader. And also what we're finding is David's also a passionate family man and is really finding a wonderful balance of owning a business and owning a life. Now, David, just talk us through how you managed to take this into the culture of the business, because some entrepreneurs that are self-employed take time but kind of squirrel it away from the employees, and they say, I'm going away. But the employees don't get the benefit of the owner's lifestyle. It's kind of us and them. Tell us how you're bringing your set of values into the business, which is, I imagine, one of the reasons why it's still so successful after all these years.
Well, Jim, if our last answer could have taken up the whole hour, I think this one could be an entire podcast series. culture is a topic I'm hugely passionate about, and read a great deal about. I'm almost struggling to think how you would condense it down to an answer that would provide some value. There are a couple of pieces. First of all, you do have to think about the culture you aspire to. Write that culture down. Make sure you're very clear on where you're heading. There's a beautiful kind of dual set of phrases, which is what you permit, you promote; what you reward, you reinforce. And I think those are really important. If you've got an element of your culture and you've got a member of your team who perhaps is not living up to that expectation and you permit it, you are actually promoting that action and that behaviour, and that isn't great. Equally, rewarding what you reinforce has the opposite effect of strengthening. So what we end up doing, Adam and I, we sit down, we make sure that we've got our culture and our values is well defined, and then we try to reward when people are actually behaving in the way that would add to that culture. So there are a few things that we put into the business. We have an unlimited leave policy, so you have your statutory leave, but you can request an unlimited amount of leave beyond that. There's probably a blog post on the Storm website about how that actually works if everybody's interested. We don't work on Friday afternoons. We go away once a year as a team on holiday together. And there are various other pieces that back up certain principles that we have within our business. So togetherness is the one that I always bring back to our team. It's probably the core principle, actually physically being together, but also acting together, celebrating together, and remembering we're on a journey together. And it's that togetherness that means, as a leader, there's no point me being the one who takes all of the benefit, because that wouldn't be doing it together. So the reason why our Friday afternoons are across the business, and the reason why the unlimited leave is across the business, is because we want everybody to benefit from that, and we want everybody to feel like they're part of that journey.
Okay, so for the cynics out there who say, well, you're just giving your team a free ride, how do you get the ROI to be comparable to what other agencies are getting from their hard-driven staff? How would you answer the cynics amongst the audience that might say that's not possible, not sustainable?
There's probably a number of factors. One that's incredibly easy to measure is the cost of turnover of staff. So as an example, to those who may not have a sense, if you were going to take on a senior developer at maybe £60,000 a year, your recruiter's fee is likely to be upwards of 20%. So there's £12,000 immediately just to hire this person before they've spent the first, say, 6 months getting up to speed and letting themselves into the business. So if you can prevent each year one or two people from what's called churning out of your business, so they basically remain with you, you might be saving £25,000 just through that. You'll also probably be building up quite a lot of goodwill with that individual. So if there is the very rare Friday afternoon where something needs to be done for a client, they're significantly more likely to say, do you know what? Yeah, absolutely, I'll help you out. As opposed to someone who feels like you've been stiffing them left, right and centre and asking them to clock in or clock out. So it's a different way of looking at it, and I'm sure there are a number of arguments both for and against, but it works for us.
Well, it plainly works for you. Now, let's talk about working for you in terms of another music track. You've got M83. Just take us through this one briefly, David, and then we're going to play your next track.
Yeah, so this was a conversation you and I had, Jim, about that work-life balance and around exercising some of the things in the culture, one of which I'm delighted that my family and I do is travel a lot. So we try and get away for, you know, good chunks, 4-6 weeks a year, as a whole family, somewhere that we can go and spend good quality time together. This track I described to you as an epic track, and it's the band M83, who you're about to hear, are synonymous with creating quite large epic tracks. This is one that reminds me very strongly of the first big holiday my wife Katrina and I did in Africa. I think we were driving along a very long dusty road with the sun setting, the Sahara behind us, or whatever it was. Probably wasn't Sahara, actually, given where it was, a Masai Mara behind us. And this is a perfect travel track. But yeah, for me, it's the way in which I go and take time out of the business. So I hope people enjoy it.
The Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of The Morning Show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk. There's a new world of driving at Bath Audi, nestled in the heart of Peasedown St John. Tired of frequent fill-ups during your commute? With an Audi electric vehicle, recharge at home while you recharge yourself through a peaceful night's rest. Ready for an extended test drive adventure? Come on over and experience an EV like never before. Find us online at monmotors.com or visit us in Peasedown St John for unbeatable offers and the future of driving. Bath Audi, where your electrifying journey begins.
Christmas is fast approaching, and we all know what that means. Money, money, money. Spend, spend, spend. Should you need additional cash for Christmas, or indeed additional support in times of short-term labour, call Simple Recruitment and let us lend a hand. We have a vast array of different jobs across Bath, Somerset and Wiltshire, and lots of people looking for work. Call the team on 01761 235 741, where one of our friendly consultants will be more than happy to assist.
Join our vibrant community and embark on an extraordinary fitness journey. Embracing the mind-body-spirit triangle, our gym offers a holistic approach to your winter fitness goals. With your membership, enjoy the guidance of professional trainers who are always on hand to support you. By joining us, you contribute to a worthy cause, making your gym experience even more meaningful. Start strong with two complimentary sessions led by our expert fitness professionals. Explore our diverse class schedule. And remember, all the classes are included in the membership. So join the YMCA Bath Gym family today and discover a gym that prioritises your well-being and community. And remember, there's no joining fee and no contract. Visit ymcabath.org.uk and click Health and Wellbeing to sign up now.
This is Radio Bath.
Welcome back to The Unnoticed Entrepreneur with me, Jim James, your host. And today I'm joined by David Kelly. We're having an amazing conversation about how being an entrepreneur can be a lifestyle choice, and how if you really manage the expectation and the ambition, you can have both a quality of life, take care of the people who work for you, and also make a contribution to the community. David, we haven't talked yet about the impact on your clients. Let's just talk about how Storm and you take care of clients and how the culture impacts those people.
I certainly like, Jim, to think that our clients are strongly buying us because of who we are as an organisation, as opposed to the perhaps commoditisation of a service that we deliver. And actually, we sit in our market at a fairly premium end. And what you'll normally find in a service business is that premium end plays very heavily into the culture, the experience, perhaps, of the dealing. So we do a lot of celebrating, I think would probably be the word I'd use. We celebrate a lot with our clients. So we support them all the way through their journey, whether or not it's as an entrepreneur coming up with their first app or website or business, whether they are Doctors Without Borders who've got a large ambition to do something globally and haven't quite worked out how it's going to happen. But ultimately, we try and celebrate all the way along that journey with them, whether it's the small wins, the first client or the first piece of impact, right the way through to, for some entrepreneurs, it'll be exiting a business and selling it. It might be taking on a first employee, but that act of spending time together, celebrating together, acknowledging both the effort that's gone in, but the progress that's been made, and ideally the impact you've had on the world, especially if it's a positive impact, an environmental or a social impact, then that it has to be celebrated. And I think that if we were going to pick a piece from our culture to say that is what our clients experience most, it would be that, the art of celebrating together.
That's wonderful. And that must also really help them to feel like a team with you rather than a vendor agency partnership.
Yeah, so you're spot on. That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So we've got another track from you, David, because we want to keep moving along. What are you going to play us for this idea of sort of celebrating and even the small wins, that everything counts towards a bigger goal?
This track is one that really does always fill me with a smile, and it's something that I can absolutely synonymise with celebration. It's by Blur, and it's Song 2.
Yeah. jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing it is. No. It's not my problem.
Welcome back. You're here with me, Jim James, and David Kelly in the studio, talking to the unnoticed entrepreneur who really deserves more recognition than he gets, I think, because he's actually pretty modest, David. David, we've been talking about how you built cultures internally and how you've been really celebrating with your clients as well. And plainly with Storm, that's one of the reasons why you've been so successful for so many years, keeping the business going since 2009 through all the ups and downs. A credit to you. What do you do as an entrepreneur to unwind?
I suppose the politically incorrect answer would be wine. I think that the serious answer, I like to spend as much time outdoors as I can, and that's very much something that my children have brought alive in me, if that's the right word. I mean, I grew up at a very rural part of Cornwall, but I would say my children have an absolute love of the outdoors, which is definitely been nurtured by my wife. And I find that I'm at my best unwinding when I'm in nature. So one of the projects that we started for Storm's 10th anniversary, which is almost 5 years ago now, was a project called Co-Forest. It's in Almondsbury. We planted just about 11,000 trees in a brand new forest. I think there were nearly 4,000 volunteer hours from companies across Bristol and Bath being involved in doing that. And I absolutely adored kind of just standing this field with other individuals, digging with a spade and planting trees. But then, you know, equally on Fridays, I was telling you earlier that we take time off on Fridays, and I like to go to forest school with my son. And I find those chances just to be outside and away from my desk. You know, I ultimately do a desk job, so being away from that's fantastic. You also get a chance to breathe, to kind of reconnect with everything that's around you, remind yourself of your place in the universe if you don't want to get too deep. But it's a really lovely way. We actually did a piece for our staff a couple of years ago, and keep in mind you're talking to largely introverted, incredibly logical technologists, ultimately people who've gone through computer science degrees. And we thought it'd be interesting to have a local organization who are wonderful, called EcoWild, come in and do some mindfulness training with perhaps the most skeptical audience you could have ever asked for in these logical developers. And broadly speaking, they thought it was absolutely wonderful. And we ended up doing some of those mindfulness sessions out in the parks in and around Bath. And you realise that that's the sort of thing that really we should all take a little bit more time to take a breath now and then.
David, I think that's wonderful. And we're going to take a breath because and listen to another tune. We're coming up to the seventh of our eight tracks, which make the soundtrack of your entrepreneurial journey. We're going to listen to Teardrop by Massive Attack. Why this track?
This is on one of my playlists that if I'm going for a walk with a dog in the woods on my own, this is probably one of a handful of tracks that'll be playing through my headphones. So I hope that maybe a couple of you guys out there can take it, pop it on your own playlist and try it the next time you're off for a walk. Thank you.
Welcome back. And now into the final segment. And I want to talk to David Kelly, who's the founder of Storm and the Digital Tech Spark and so many other great initiatives here that have extended beyond Bath and into the region. David, as an entrepreneur, what's next?
Ever the question, Jim. I change my view on that quite frequently. I think where I aspire to arrive is a place where the businesses I'm involved in at the moment, I see them as heavily enabling my ability to continue to hopefully give back to others who are following on the same pathway that I've been. So I'd love to see a few of the businesses that we've been involved in go through an exit process. That'd free up my time. It would also probably mean that I wouldn't need to earn money from the work that I do, and that would allow me to put a lot more time back into a few of the things that I love that I squeeze in amongst the busy week already. But it would be a bit different story if I had that time back. So I'd love to do Coforest 2. I'm really keen on doing something significantly bigger and bringing in a lot of partners. I also like to spend time places like the University of Bath and the School of Management and the Entrepreneur Society, seeing young entrepreneurs kind of doing their thing. And I often sit and think, oh, I wish I could just spend half a day a week with this person for a few months, which currently I don't have time to do, but I certainly aspire to get there. And you know what? You know, I am an entrepreneur, so there will undoubtedly be a shiny stone, and much like a magpie, I'll be drawn to it and end up doing something else. I certainly think that if I was going to sum it up, I would say that within the next 5 years, I'd like to have retired from all the things I don't like doing.
David, I'm sure there are many people listening that would like to keep you away from retirement and keep you busy. If you want to get hold of you, how can they do that?
So I think you can drop me an email, which is dave@stormconsultancy.co.uk, or you can go and find me on LinkedIn. I'm often tempted out by the idea of breakfast, lunch or a pint. So that's probably the best way if an email doesn't work.
I'm not sure in which order. Is that the pint before breakfast?
Or? Well, yeah. It's always 6 o'clock somewhere in the world.
Well, it absolutely is. Well, look, thank you, David, for joining us on the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Show today. It's been a pleasure to learn really about what a mature strategy you've taken so successful. Not just in your own right, but also making a contribution back to the community. Really wonderful role model for us. So thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
So you've been listening to David Kelly, and he's already shared his details. My name's Jim James. Thank you for listening to The Unnoticed Entrepreneur today on Radio Bath. And we'll be back next month, in fact, on the first Tuesday of the month for our next episode.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lip. Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my years like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lip.
hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe, and yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half diseased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I'll do what it takes, whatever it takes.